In September, a federal court ordered the Bureau of Land Management to halt drilling and sales of new oil leases in the Colorado River Valley. The BLM must now consider the climate impacts of development on its lands. The settlement brings to an end a 2017 lawsuit brought by Carbondale-based Wilderness Workshop, the Sierra Club, and other environmental groups. Aspen Journalism Environment Desk editor Elizabeth Stewart Severy has been following the story. Elizabeth, as I look at this court ruling on the Bureau of Land Management on drilling and sales of new oil leases, the thing that sticks out to me is that the BLM must now consider the climate impacts of development on its lands. Isn't that what it does?
Right. So the BLM did consider climate impacts of the actual drilling in the first resource management plan, in the most recent resource management plan that came out in 2015. The ruling now says that they have to consider the downstream impacts of that drilling, which includes things like once that oil is out of the ground, what are the impacts of burning it to cook or burning it to heat your home? So this requires a much more comprehensive look at the climate impacts of the not just the extraction out of the ground, but the end use as well.
Now, that's kind of groundbreaking. It seems to me that we're looking at the downstream effects of fossil fuel mining, drilling, extraction.
This case is one of the earliest to say that our federal land managers need to look at those impacts. There have been similar rulings. This is now common, for example, in like coal extraction, that we need to look at the social cost of carbon, for example. This is kind of along those lines.
Is this a groundbreaking kind of move?
It's an early court decision, but as environmental groups and state agencies sometimes as well are recognizing that we've sort of done some of the easy work with addressing climate change. Reversing the course on climate change is going to be really challenging. And I think as environmental groups and state agencies are recognizing that, these types of lawsuits are looking at what comes next beyond just that first environmental analysis, but what actually is the meat and the substance of what can really move the needle on climate change.
So the oil and gas industry is a big player in this state. Have you had any indication of what their reaction is to this kind of new way of looking at drilling and extraction for the BLM?
I spoke with Eric Carlson, who's the executive director of the West Slope Oil and Gas Association. His membership includes a lot of developers in the Piance Basin area near Rifle, which is kind of the heart of the area that's impacted by this decision. And he said in the short term, this decision won't have a significant impact on his members right away. That's because this ruling applies to future leases. So any operator who currently has a lease is going to continue to operate in that area. It's not immediately affected. He also said that there's been a significant drawdown of drilling operations in that area and across Colorado because of market conditions and also because of uncertainty in Colorado's rulemaking process.